Good morning. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio, and this is the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM, on your computer. And for those of you who prefer, you can actually listen on the phone. The numbers are 401-347-0456, or alternately, you can dial in 712-432-7231. I'm Catherine Davis, excuse me, and I'm the host of this program, Heart of Mind Radio. And we come and visit with each other every Friday morning at 10 a.m. One of the things I really enjoy about this show is not just being here and being able to have this exchange of energy and information and ideas, but I also am always looking for something to bring to the show that I can share with you, and hopefully you'll find it interesting and engaging and in some ways insightful. And in the first segment today, I'm going to share with you something such as this. I have two audio segments. They're going to be coming to you one right after the other. The first is Kim Eng, and she's going to be talking to you about a daily practice to reconnect with yourself. And Kim Eng is a teaching partner with Eckhart Tolle. Eckhart Tolle often talks about the pain body, which is how he refers to the part of our subtle energetic field that actually feeds on toxic thoughts and emotions. He teaches us that we all have a pain body that can keep us from experiencing the fullness of this moment. And the question then becomes, what do we do about it? And Kim Eng has created a series of practices to help us dissolve the pain body. And you can find her work at Sounds True. One of the editors there, Nancy Smith, says it's always a special experience to go into the studio with Kim. She has a rare gift for teaching us how to become fully present in any situation, no matter how difficult. And this audio we're going to be listening to is an excerpt from Resist Nothing, Guided Meditation to Heal the Pain Body. And as I said, you can find more information at Sounds True. Following that, we're going to be hearing a bit from Michael Bernard Beckwith. And he's going to give us a little talk on You Are Here with a Purpose. We think of places of power and being sacred sites, cathedrals, or areas of great natural beauty. Yet your greatest power spot is a place that you inhabit all the time. Michael Bernard Beckwith calls this your body temple, and teaches that part of what we all must do to express our true purpose in life is to honor this vessel that carries us through life. And the review by Nancy Smith, a producer there, says, Michael's passion for conscious embodiment inspires us to appreciate and care for the precious body we inhabit. And this excerpt is from an audio program that Michael Beckwith has put out, and it's Your Place of Power, Life Visioning Practices for Honoring the Body Temple. He illuminates the reasons why we have been given the gift of incarnating in physical form. So we're going to go to these clips, and then we'll be back in a moment. Stay tuned and enjoy.
For most of us on this spiritual journey, it's a gradual process of awakening. And the process can be done with relative ease, or the process can be done while you're kicking and screaming. Part of our awakening is actually being able to let go of every part of us that we have accumulated and identified ourselves as. We have to just completely let that go, be free of it. This has been our burden that we carry around, that we can call the ego. There was a great Sufi master, Hafiz. He wrote this short poem, I am a hole in a flute that the Christ's breath moves through. Listen to this music. So the flute is your body. And of course, the hole in the flute, as Hafiz says, is really you. And with every thought that comes up, every emotion that arises, or every experience, good or bad, that you've had, that you have believed to be true, is a being. And imagine that you have identified with that thought, emotion. So we put that being inside the flute hole. And of course, you know how many thoughts come in a day, thousands and thousands of thoughts. So if you identify with thousands and thousands of thoughts or the emotions that you don't allow to arise naturally and pass through, you just kind of keep it bottled up. So that too becomes a being. So every emotion that you have not dealt with becomes a being. No matter whether they're good or bad experience, it also becomes a being. It goes into your flute hole. The Christ breath wants to play beautiful music through you. But nothing's happening. There's no music coming out. Absolutely nothing. Well, that's because you're full of identification. There's no space in you for the life breath, which also can be the life energy, to come through and use you creatively. So our task is to empty this flute bean by bean. And it's usually bean by bean, because what we have stuffed down there needs to be seen. So we have to then be able to see it, feel it if it requires feeling, and let it go in order for it to dissolve, in order for you to become free, to be that hole in the flute, so life can can breathe through you. Yes, sure, emotions happen, thoughts happen. But if we are that hole in the flute and you have some space there and you recognize the space, that is who you are, then every thought, every emotion that comes up just simply comes. Fully accept it, and it leaves. It's as simple as that. However, as we begin this spiritual journey and begin this task of freeing ourselves, sometimes it's not that easy. We have not only the conditioning that we've had from our family, society, or culture, and then the emotions that naturally arise. Perhaps we were told, well, you shouldn't feel that. So we'll put that in the hole too. And in any experience that we had, especially traumatic experiences where we're at a young age, we could not deal with it. So we put that in our hole, the flute, and fill that up. Just soon enough, you are so full that it causes so much pain inside you. And everything that we hold has an energy frequency. So every thought, every emotion, every experience has an energy to it. And it's like we fill this flute hole up, and it's like the energy of all those beings just pulsate and pulsate, and it's a push on our bodies and creating, you know, stagnant energy. And eventually, if we don't deal with what is inside of us and let go of it, it can also result in illness. So as we begin to free ourselves of everything that is inside us that we have held deep within, we do so in a loving and aware way. What does that mean? Loving and aware. Well, the awareness that is who you are, that pure, untouched, infinite space that we can also call awareness, is also what I like to call unconditional love. Awareness equals unconditional love. There's no judgment in it. The space of consciousness has no judgment. Awareness has no judgment. It perceives, just sees. So when the pain body arises, we go into that so-called meditative state of just simply being aware of it. And we also feel it, because every pain body has a feeling element to it. It's going to have some emotion there. And with our awareness, the unconditional love, accepting, allowing the pain body to be as it is so it can release. With this awareness, we are loving our pain body to death. And it's really that simple. But it takes the spiritual warrior who is willing to go through that pain. And it will feel like pain. Oftentimes it will. The secret is not to re-identify with it when it comes up. Because every time you start to identify with it, every time you start to actually believe in the story of it over and over again, you actually feed the pain body. That energy thought of the story that goes around in your head, and that identification with the story, believing in the story, feeds the pain body and makes it grow. So if the thought comes up, it's not a problem. Just remember not to believe in it. And have no expectations or no even desire that you even want it to go away. It does eventually go away. But don't hold on to that expectation, because once you hold on to an expectation or desire, wish for it to go away, and you want it gone now, That is resistance right there. So let that all go and just allow whatever comes up, comes up. This is our work in order to free the pain body, to dissolve it. It must come up, it must be seen by your unconditional love of awareness and felt, and let it go. And as we begin to so-called clear our flute, then the life energy that you are that arises from stillness, Eckhart calls it the inner body, the feeling of aliveness within. In Sanskrit, it's called prana. In Chinese, it's called qi. It's the life force, and it's the purest life energy arising from stillness, your creativity, the wisdom. There is an energy and a flow and an order to life when we are connected to that stillness. And our journey is to that space, that stillness. Because this is who you are. And whether you get this at this moment or not, there is something deep inside you that already knows.
You're here with a purpose. You did not incarnate accidentally. You came into this dimension of time and space. You own a body temple that allows you access to this dimension. And if the body temple is stabilized, which means health and vitality and vigor, then you have a greater opportunity to live out your purpose. Let me tell you right now, your purpose is not to go back and forth to the hospitals healing your body temple. Your purpose is not to live for the rest of your life on pharmaceutical narcotics. Your purpose isn't to put chemicals in your body and wonder what the side effects are going to be. You did not come here for that purpose. You came here for the purpose of reflecting and revealing the cosmos to be a soul artist, painting with the colors of your soul in this dimension of time and space. Such rich beauty and such creativity in your relations, such joy in your being, and such deliberate participation in the evolution of our society. Not to drag a beat-down body around, particularly if much of the dis-ease and the debilitation is preventable. We want to honor our temple. We want to begin to see how divine it is. We want to take care of it. We want to begin to understand that the body, it hears what you're saying about it. It hears what you're saying about life. The body temple hears what you're feeling about yourself and about others. Your body temple hears the language of your emotions and the language of your perceptions and beliefs. And it plays it out for you. You have a chronic emotional reaction of unworthiness, hate, unforgiveness, resentment, animosity, fear, doubt, worry. The body temple will hear that. And the body temple will begin to outpicture that in your posture. Begin to outpicture that in the beginning of disease. Maybe it's something as simple as the immune system being compromised, or your mind being foggy, or certain pains, or premature aging. The body hears what you're saying, and it will begin to interpret that particular field through the very antenna-like substance on the cells of the body temple and begin to manifest that larger field of your belief and your perceptions as disease or as health. Your choice. Now, of course, we know that choice is a function of awareness, that you begin to have choice as you begin to become more aware, that until you are aware, you're primarily living life from a reaction to circumstances or situations with no choice or little choice. But as your awareness of that which is real and eternal expands, choice also expands. So my wish is that as you're listening to this particular program regarding the body temple and learning how to honor it and being willing to honor it, and we have practices together here, that your awareness expands about the body temple, your awareness expands, period. And you live more and more from a choice and less from reaction. More and more you become proactive where the temple is, less and less reactive. More and more responsibility, responding and having the ability to respond to the vast beauty and intelligence, and less reacting to circumstances and situations of the body temple. And you know what? When the condition is right, the body temple can regenerate itself. The body temple can be made new. We've all heard of individuals who have had extraordinary illness or extraordinary accidents, so to speak, and against the prognosis of their time, overcame insurmountable odds, and the body temple healed itself. Now, if it can happen in one, it can happen in all, because there aren't any special beings on the planet. They're just beings who have specialized their awareness and their focus, their attention, their resolve, their prayerful intentionality, their vision capacity. And the body temple responded. I think about my friend Donna, a practitioner in my community, who subsequently regenerated her kidneys after she was told that she was suffering from a rare kidney disease. And no one had ever seen this particular disease reverse itself. And through her spiritual practice, certain things I invited her to read with the help of the spiritual community, embracing her and celebrating their own healthy kidneys and then celebrating her healing, that combination produced a very powerful synergetic response in which her kidney spontaneously began to work again. And that was, at the time of this recording, perhaps over 4 years ago, and her kidneys still work. She's still alive and healthy.
Welcome back. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio. This is the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. I'm Catherine Davis, the host of this program, Heart of Mind Radio. And I really like these two segments I just played for you. I resonate with them very strongly because it represents things that I've experienced as well as have encountered in working with people. The first piece was Kim Eng, A Daily Practice to Reconnect with Yourself. And she has a audio program called Resist Nothing, Guided Meditation to Heal the Pain Body. And the second piece was Michael Bernard Beckwith, You Are Here with a Purpose. And he has a program called Your Place of Power, Life Visioning Practices for Honoring the Body Temple. And both of these and tons of more things you'll find at Sounds True. Most are familiar with it. But what I like about the way they've expanded is that there's a lot of free download stuff on their website. So you should check it out and see if there's anything there that you like, and incorporate that into your work. One of the things that we all have to do is to find our inspiration and find a way to really keep us encouraged, to keep us following and flowing within the path of our best progression. And sometimes we can do that with outside material, such as books and CDs and DVDs. You could go to the website here, GaryNoel.com, and you'll find a tremendous resource of material and DVDs that you can take a look at that might be very encouraging for you, that might be just the thing that you need to either keep you on your diet or encourage you to find your center or to come to a more expansive understanding on so many issues. You should give yourself an opportunity to check that out. I would also invite you to take a look at some of the work that I do. I have two primary websites. The one that's most connected to what I'm doing here is called is heartofmindradio.com. And the full name of the show really is Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. And that's because, you know, we are really living in transformative times. And I want to talk about that as we come into our next segment after we take our break, because I have had probably over my lifetime, but it's become more pronounced as time has gone on, of having very interesting spiritual experiences, having, I would say, esoteric experiences, having lucid dreams, being able to really connect to the spiritual world. And I'm at a space right now where I really feel that life itself is a mystical experience. We don't always recognize it as such, or really see the signs or see these transformations as they're happening, because they seem so subtle in the context of our overall life and our challenges and the everyday distractions that we're faced with in our relationships or work or just moving through the world, creating our life, being able to support ourselves and families and the like. So it's really important, I think, for us to take a moment, take a few breaths, and look at some of the things that may have occurred with each of us, because I'm not unique. This is something that we all experience, but it's rare to have a platform to be able to affirm it, to question it, to ask questions, and to really assure yourself that you're not the only one that's having experiences in which you're engaging with knowledge on a very esoteric level, and it's very intuitive and it comes through you. We can learn a lot from books and teachings, and we can assist each other in our process and progress, but we all are guided from our own higher expression, and it's really important to be able to wake up and recognize when this expression is coming through. And in fact, I would say it's the only way that we can hear it or and respond to it and have help, real, tangible, legitimate assistance in our lives from the beings of our spiritual family, of our soul family, whose purpose is to love and guide and help you along the way. So we're going to be talking about that when we come into our second segment. I invite you to call if you have some thoughts or questions in this regard. And the call-in number here is 888-874-4888. That's 888-874-4888 should you want to engage in a dialogue and share your experiences. So let's take a few deep breaths. Just breathe deeply. Relax your body. Open up the torso, the abdomen, your back with your breath. And we'll listen to a few announcements and be back in just a few moments. Welcome you back. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio, and this is PRN.FM. I'm Catherine, and I wanted to spend a little time sharing with you really the importance of acknowledging within yourself when you're having an experience that is a teaching experience. And an experience that is very much inspired by your guides and your higher power, your higher self. And one of the ways that these experiences occur is through dreams, through daydreams, through lucid dreaming, through imagination and meditation. So because it's you'll find yourself in somewhat of an altered state of mind, it's very easy for us to question whether or not it's real or made up. And one of the reasons that I choose to share my experiences is because I don't mind that people may or may not believe my experience. I know what it is, and as I grow in this process, I am more deeply convinced that this is really what our life is about. And the busyness that we find ourselves engaged with in our worldly experience is less important in the biggest of pictures. And so I think it's really important that we really begin to acknowledge when we have these experiences, allow for them to occur. We can create an environment that will bring them forth more readily. And and in this way, it's a really fun way in some measure, and in a really interesting and engaging way of resolving issues that we might be carrying in our life, resolving fears, resolving angst, anger, all kinds of things come through us. They can be projected outside, and you can see your fear or your trepidation or your anger be reflected in the world around you through your relationships, toxic relationships, or failed businesses, or not being able to organize your life in such a way that you desire. And you'll see outside of you all this reflection of the unresolved self. And that's one way to get through it. A lot of people make that choice. But another way to grow through some of this unresolved self, and as Kim Eng was talking about the pain body, you know, we carry these things in our energetic bodies, and it has an impact on our physical body. And one of the ways that we can uplift ourselves and actually progress is to allow for this resolution to take place. And this is a lot of what the esoteric teachings are really about. And this is what, you know, all of these secrets of the ages that maybe in, you know, the Dark Ages they were taboo, and maybe through the you know, the development of commerce and the economic age of you know, developing inventions and going into space. And so we went through a whole period where everything was outside, was manifested outside of ourselves, our goals were outside of ourselves, and all of our processes and resolutions were outside of our being. And now we're entering in this period where these things are best resolved interior to our being. This is what Sergio Magaña was talking about, and he's the Aztec healer and lineage holder that we had on this program some time ago. You could actually find a couple of interviews by him on the Heart of Mind page on the website of PRN.fm, Sergio Magaña. And he talks about this is the age, this is what the shift is about, of going from the outside to the inside. And as we resolve our interior, it allows us to be expressive in the world in a much healthier way. When we don't resolve what's happening inside of ourselves, then we continue to see that reflection outside, or either through illness within our body, mind, emotions. So I just wanted to share some of the things that I've experienced. So for instance, I've had a lifelong fear of big water. I love water. I meditate in water. I can bathe for hours. I can go to a swimming pool and not be too concerned. At least this is my history. But put me next to an ocean or a big moving water, I don't want to have anything to do with it, because I have this underlying fear of big water. So I don't like to swim in oceans. Well, in the past, I would say, you know, I just don't like it. It brings a kind of incomprehensible terror to me, or it has, even though I've gone through that process and went swimming in the ocean anyway. I always have to go through this fear barrier to get into the water. And I would say maybe 10, 15 years ago, I was doing a spiritual fast and meditating, and I started having these, I had a vast number of these lucid dreams. And lucid dreaming, you can recognize them sometimes because you're in a state where you can't move and you're conscious. It means your body's actually asleep, but your mind is lucid. And that's an experience that can allow you to actually have an out-of-body experience, or you can enter into a dream state in which it's more lucid. So I had this situation, very brief, where I was standing at this huge ocean, and I was looking at this water with this fear and trepidation. And there was another being right on the, you know, in the periphery of my vision. And just very surprising to me, he just, you know, dived into the water with, like, just, you know, complete joy and freedom. And I can remember in this dream state just really pulling back in shock and like, oh my gosh, I could never do that. And the dream ended. And then the next night or a couple of nights later, I was in the exact same situation where there I was with the ocean feeling, you know, looking at it with a sense of wonder. And then all of a sudden this feeling welled up inside of me, and it was, I became that being that jumped into the water. And I remember doing it with such a sense of feeling at home and at peace with diving in and swimming into the water, which was very unfamiliar to me. And I was like, well, where did that come from? And then many, many years later, as I, you know, even recently, I would say, as I began to make a subtle connection and communication with my spiritual guides, that I began to become acquainted with one of these beings. And spiritual guides are really actually aspects of your own past, your own experience, your own quantum self, though I didn't perceive it as that at the time. And I was coming to understand that this being, who I call Aqua, A-K-W-A, was actually a being of ancient times, maybe of another world, I'm not sure. But he was a being that actually lived in the water. And so it would be like a merperson. This person died very violently, this being. And it was someone who was engaged in trying to further the ideas that they believed in, and apparently they were captured. And in this understanding, I came to see that this person was drowned, basically by being dragged behind a boat and drowned. And it was a very traumatic experience because it was a being of the water and drowned was, you know, and it created this sense of deep terror, which I inherited in some way and had been carrying with me through my life as this deep terror and fear of water. And so as I began to engage in this exchange with this spiritual realm, with the being in the spiritual realm, I began to realize that I had the potential to actually work with and help to heal this fear by healing it within myself. I could heal it from the whole of my experience, whatever that might be. And so I finally did come through that process with this being and was able to release it from my own body by confronting it, feeling it, and passing through and letting it go, that I no longer have this fear of deep water. And so this is something that occurred over a great span of time. And when I had the first lucid dream, I didn't even know what a lucid dream was. It was just very strange. And then as I began to have deeper spiritual interactions, I came to an understanding because of my years of working with people and helping people to pull these kind of issues out of their own experience, that I work to pull it out of, you know, to heal my own fear by engaging in this process. But I was only able to be directed because of the dream state of being able to experience the fear, confront the fear in the dream state many years ago. Then as I evolved, I was able to engage with that being that was sharing that dream with me in a more expansive dialogue and understanding. And then through that was able to heal the fear that I was carrying within me. And so this is kind of a way that we can begin to look at our dreams, even if we don't understand them, as carrying a message. And writing them down, remembering them. And as something else unfolds, we can begin to put together the pieces of a puzzle that is guiding us in a direction of release and healing. And we might ask, well, how is this happening? It's because we are being guided in our lives in many ways from the level of the soul, from the level of the higher self. And this is the way spirit communicates. And so when we engage in our processes of understanding more deeply who we are as beings, we have to expand and become more flexible in the comprehension of who we truly are and begin to recognize that, you know, this whole business of reincarnation is not just, okay, I was born 10,000 times. No, there's a process at work here where we are coming into the world and evolving our beingness as well as evolving our reality. And the ultimate purpose is not so much to become an advanced soul, because we're an advanced soul before we get here. So our higher being, our higher soul, births a spark of itself into our physical body. So we come from that perfection, and then we come into this limited experience and have to navigate it again and again. And part of the evolutionary process is that you hold on to from life experience through life experience and begin to build upon that, growing back into the whole perfection that will allow for your soul to be expressed. And as Kim was saying, breathe through the flute of your body, breathe through your physicality, the wholeness that you are. And so it's really important to begin to engage with our esoteric experiences, our dreams, our lucid states, and begin to weave it together like a tapestry to have a full comprehension of who we are as beings. Because truthfully, this being that I had this experience through time with is actually another aspect of myself, birthed from the same perfection of the soul. So you could say we are brethren or and related on a soul level. You could say that, okay, it's the same soul having multiple lives, or you could say it's different time periods, different worlds, different realities. But from the perspective of the soul, it's all being lived in this multiplicity at the same time. So part of the evolution is to take our spark of the whole and begin to introduce one to another so that we can begin to resolve all these issues that are cross-pollinating through the evolution of our experience. And the purpose is, yes, to give and allow for that experience of our soul to be expressed in this way through the many aspects of who we are, but also for us to be able to expand to the point of being able to hold all this information and be encompassed consciously with the higher self and the soul. And this is why it's important to begin to really pay attention to our dream experiences, our esoteric experiences, the out-of-body experiences, the feel of energies, the subtle interactions we have with our friends and family, and begin to sort of, like I was with that being in the first dream, look on the periphery of your life experience and see how expansive it really is, and see how much texture and color and creativity is occurring around, within, and as who you are. So I would love to continue this dialogue. I invite you to send an email. You can send it to heartofmindradio@gmail.com, heartofmindradio@gmail.com. If you could write it out and I could read some of what your experience has been, or you can give me a contact and we can arrange a dialogue on the air, or you're free to call in when we bring up this topic again on the program. But I really think it's important that we begin to expand the concept of who we are as beings on the earth, so that we can expand our experience and open the door for the expression and cultivation and evolution of our reality from the dense, toxic third dimensional reality to a much more holistic, inter-engaging, heartfelt and loving reality that we all crave. So I'm happy to accept your thoughts or comments. Again, you can email heartofmindradio@gmail.com. You could also go to the website heartofmindradio.com And you'll find there information about the radio program and what I'm doing in other venues. You can connect with me through Twitter, Facebook. I have a newsletter you can subscribe to. And there are many resources here, including some videos and, you know, access to some free audio programs that you can connect to and download with the Shift Network. And I'll be offering a lot of opportunities to really begin to build a community together, either online or in person or through broadcasts, where we can really support an awakening and a opening and a moving forward. So I do want to invite you to engage in the reality and the expansiveness of who you are. And for those who want to connect with me by phone, you can call 347-480-1694. This is actually a phone connected to Skype, but it works like a regular phone. You can leave a message and I will call you back. 347-480-1694. And you will be able to look at my work and make that connection. And for those of you who have more of an interest in the healing work and the meditation and movement work that I do as my professional work, you can go to my second website, which is qigongonline.net. And that's spelled with a Q. QIGONGONLINE.net. QigongOnline.net. And you will see pictures of myself doing Qigong, some video doing Qigong, a few testimonials. And it's interesting because within the website we have a category on quantum healing, the Temple of Understanding, which is more about esoteric principles, and a series of work that I do, certification courses, sort of a mystical blog. We have a blog about movement and meditation and training drop-in classes. And I'm offering meditation and Qigong classes in Brooklyn currently over the weekends, but it's alternating. And you can find a class on Saturdays, and it's the first and third Saturdays of the month. And we started in January. We're going to go through about mid-May. That's the first and third Saturdays. And on Sundays, it will be the second and fourth Sundays. So you can come Saturday, Sunday, or you can just choose one or the other. They're at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, Sunday. And you'll find that on the training page at qigongonline.net. And, you know, it's a sliding scale tuition, so everyone should be able to participate if you choose. And I also have a healing space there where I do private sessions. It's 110 Bay Ridge Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11220. You can look it up by the zip code. It's a walk up, unfortunately, second floor, but it's good exercise. Between Colonial Road and Narrows Avenue. It's the R train to Bay Ridge Avenue. And you would need to RSVP for the classes so I can make sure I have space. It's 347-480-1694. Or you can send an email, heartofmindradio@gmail.com. And I want to thank you for joining me today over Heart of Mind Radio. I'm Catherine Davis, and I look forward to spending time with you next week. But really, tell me about your experiences. heartofmindradio.com. It's important that we gather the momentum of moving forward. And stay tuned to PRN.FM. More great programming coming up. Bye for now. Have a lovely day.